Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. Hello and welcome back. It is February, my friends. Valentine's Day is coming up. For many widows, it's a time when we start to think about new love and the possibility of dating again. The possibility of allowing your heart to open up again. And before we get into today's episode, I want to mention some other podcast episodes that we've done here on Widow 180, the podcast, all about dating and second chances at love. I highly encourage you to go back and listen to these. They are episode 31, episode 73, episode 99, 101, 128, 163, and there's several more. We have a lot. I'll be sure to post all of those in the show notes so you can give those a listen. Okay, so we're just going to jump right in because today we are going to do a deep dive into the reason why you want to start dating. And admittedly, this is not something that I did when I first started dating again, and I wish I had done it. I didn't do the work to ask myself the important questions to figure out what I was trying to gain in my life from dating again. And because of that, I dated the wrong guys for me. We have to understand our intent behind our dating decisions. So today we are going to go through the 5 key points of dating with intention. What exactly is dating with intention? What does that mean? Well, dating with intention means that you fully understand your why, and you need to be totally honest about why you're dating. So, number one, the first key point is, what is your desired end goal? Are you looking for a husband? Are you looking for a committed life partner? What is the deep down feeling inside of you that is driving you to want to date? And I want you to really think about it. And more importantly, just be honest with yourself. Do you just want physical intimacy with no strings attached? And that's fine. Are you simply looking for some fun? Do you just want to find a companion to go to events with? Are you just really freaking lonely because you feel like being in a relationship gave you purpose? Your purpose in life is to be important to someone else. Therefore, you need to find someone else ASAP so that you can feel better about yourself. Not good, by the way. A side note about this, because this is really important. Let me ask you this very important question, and I want you to answer honestly. Do you think that the hurt you are feeling over your loss will go away if you're in another relationship? Yes or no? I'll put it another way. Do you think that unless you're in another relationship, you can't and won't ever be happy? This is where we need to stop and take pause and realize that dating will not solve these problems. That you don't need to be with someone else in order to feel content and happy and at peace. Dating is not the answer to this problem. You realize that your loneliness doesn't come from your lack of a relationship. If you are in a good emotional state, happy and content on your own, then you're ready to bring someone new into your life. If you realize that you are whole and complete and amazing just as you are, then you don't need to look outside of you for someone to complete you. Okay, back to your other reasons why you might want to start dating now. Are you thinking your kids really need a father figure in their lives, so you're looking for someone to fill that role? Do you intend to always keep things casual and not just date one person? Like, you don't need to have a forever person in your life. You just want to go out to a nice dinner. You have no expectations for anything to come of it. You don't care about a future with one particular person. Whatever that is for you, having a clear answer to your why will give you a good starting point. It can fast track you into where to look for these guys. It can also take the pressure off if you're feeling nervous and overwhelmed about the whole idea, which, let's face it, that's completely normal to feel that way. The point is, you are dating with the intention of getting to a particular goal. And as long as your standards are value-driven, don't compromise on them. Number two, let's talk about relationship goals. Our relationship goals are what we picture of our life to be like in the future with this other person. It's not about who the other person is. It's more about the type of life that you intend to build with that other person. Envisioning a future with a complete stranger is a bit of an awkward exercise, yes. This can be hard to do when you have no idea what type of person you want to be with or what they possibly look like. But that vision doesn't have to be that specific either. You can think about relationship goals in terms of values and what you value and how that will align with said new guy. And also in this exercise, focus on how you feel. What type of relationship goals do you have in terms of how you feel and how this other person makes you feel? What type of life do you plan on building together? Does that involve more children? Is your relationship goal to find another person to travel across the country in an RV? What does that look like for you? When you are comfortable with this vision and how you feel about your relationship goals and your reason for dating, this will give you the confidence to move forward. Number three, dating with intention also means you're willing to put in the work to find love. So many widows, they have this idea that if it's meant to happen for me, it will happen organically, or I'm open to dating, but I'm not going to go out of my way to meet someone. Like, I would never do online dating. I hear that. Or if love happens to find me again, that would be great. Or a wildly popular belief, love will happen when you're not looking for it. Well, I mean, maybe, but do you really want to risk that? Do you really want to waste all of that time sitting around waiting for Mr. Right to come knocking on your door? Very slim chance of that happening, by the way. Unfortunately, real life is not like the rom-coms we watch on TV. We most likely will not bump into a handsome stranger on the street, drop our bags in our hands, gaze into each other's eyes as we pick up our things, and fall madly in love. I wish it was like that. I wish it was that easy. So we need to get this idea out of our heads that, quote, trying to find love again is making us look desperate. That putting ourselves out there on the online dating sites is frowned upon. That's a bunch of crap. It just is. Number four, dating with intention means being authentic. Basically, what this means is just be yourself. If you're stepping into the dating world, and let's just say it's been a while, 10, 15, 25 years since you've been on a date, well, it's weird. Just saying. It's exciting, Yes, it's nerve-wracking, it's scary, it's all of those good butterflies and the heart-pounding anxiety as well. All of it. Be prepared. So, in the midst of all those feelings and emotions, don't forget to stay true to who you are. Just be you. Share your story when it feels right at the appropriate time. You don't have to dump your whole story and pain of your loss on the first date. Keep it casual and not overly emotional. Be yourself. Be honest. Speak from the heart. Your date will pick up on your honesty and will appreciate your openness. In my dating course for widows, there is an entire lesson on this: dating tips for that first date. How to be authentic, what to say, what not to say on the first date, which is also very important. If you want to check out the Dating After Loss course, head on over to widow180.com/courses and check it out. That link is in the show notes. Now, on to number 5. The final key point about dating with intention is that widows tend to build up walls. It's a seriously traumatic experience to lose your spouse. So we build up these walls to protect our hearts and our bruised emotions. And we have got to be willing to tear down those walls. We can talk all day about why we want to date and what that person or future relationship looks like, but we have got to be open to receive it. This ties into the question about being ready to date, which, if you haven't done it already, I encourage you to take the dating quiz and see if you're ready to start dating yet. The link to the quiz is right here in the show notes, so you just click on that and take that quiz, or you can go to widow180.com and the quiz is right there on the homepage. But back to tearing down those walls you've built up. I've been there. I had put myself into this little protective cocoon and I was not coming out. I had no idea if I would ever be ready to date again. I felt too vulnerable and I wasn't ready to share my life with someone new. So for the longest time, I had to work on myself first. I had to rebuild my life and I had to do all of the grief work so that I could be open to my next relationship 100% and put 100% into that new relationship. So ask yourself, have you pushed through the grieving process? An even better question to ask is, are you in the right mindset to receive love again from another person? If finding love is truly what you intend to do, then you will do the work and do what it takes to be vulnerable and accepting of love. The bottom line is, dating takes effort, you guys. It is work. You know that. This is what stops a lot of people from starting in the first place. It's work. But it's totally 100% worth it. So let's do a quick review of what dating with intention means and why it's so important. So here are the 5 key points of dating with intention again. Number 1 was, what is your desired end goal? Find your why. Why do you even want to date in the first place? What will you gain from it? Number 2, what are your relationship goals? Envision what you want that future relationship to look like. And how do you want to feel? Number 3, you are willing to put in the work to actually start dating again. Mr. Right is not likely coming knocking on your door, so there will be some effort involved on your part to get the ball rolling. Number 4, be authentic. Be yourself. Be open and honest, and your date will pick up on that and really appreciate it. And number 5, tear down those walls. We build walls to protect our bruised hearts and our hurt emotions. I get it. We need to be open to receiving love if that's what you want. I hope this was helpful. I absolutely love talking about love. I love helping widows discover how to invite love back into their lives, because if it is something that you really want, it is totally available to you and you are worth it. There are so many struggles and obstacles that get in our way when it comes to dating, internal and external, and I can help with that. Again, you can check out my dating course. It's Dating After Loss at widow180.com/courses. And take that quiz. Are you ready to date? Go to widow180.com and the link is on the homepage right there. Easy peasy. Or you can click the link in the show description. So email me if you have any questions or comments at jen@widow180.com. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.